This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Endless Night by Agatha Christie, read by Hugh Fraser. Every night and every morn, some to misery are born. Every morn and every night, some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to sweet delight, some are born to endless night. William Blake, Auguries of Innocence. Book One. In my end is my beginning. That's a quotation I've often heard people say. It sounds all right. But what does it really mean? Is there ever any particular spot where one can put one's finger and say, it all began that day, at such a time and such a place, with such an incident? Did my story begin, perhaps, when I noticed the sale bill hanging on the wall of the George and Dragon, announcing sale by auction of that valuable property, the Towers, and giving particular details of the acreage, the miles and furlongs, and the highly idealized portrait of the Towers, as it might have been, perhaps, in its prime, anything from 80 to 100 years ago? I was doing nothing particular, just strolling along the main street of Kingston Bishop, a place of no importance.